Spring and summer is overlapping with fire season, say local officials. Cooler temperatures and snowy drizzle in recent days is good news for those already battling an early start to the wildfire season, but a large firefighting resource is still out of reach. Water sources used in the aerial attack of wildfires are still under a thick layer of ice in most northern Alberta lakes. Lac La Biche County's Regional Fire Chief John Cocotillo says water bombers and helicopters normally arrive at the Lac La Biche Air Tanker Base in May, when most of the lake ice is thawed, and fire season begins, but this year there have already been more than 24 wildfires reported in the Lac La Biche Forest Protection Area. Cocotillo says the normal transition time between winter and spring has overlapped, creating a real concern between now and when lake access opens for water bombers and helicopters. "We've got dry land and ice on the lakes," he said, "and fire season has started. Due to a warmer-than-usual winter combined with lower-than-average snowfall, much of the region, and most of Western Canada, is in dangerously dry fire conditions much earlier than normal." Fire advisory. Across the Lac La Biche Forest Protection Area that covers most of the province's northeast, Alberta Wildfire is reporting there have already been 23 small wildfires since the start of 2024. Across the province, there have been more than 90 fires in the same time, which is 5 times more than last year and 3 times more than 2022. Going into the new week, Alberta Wildfire reports 8 active fires continuing to burn across the province, including a small one near Janvier that started on April 6. That fire was reported as being held by wildland fire crews at less than half a hectare. The region is currently under a fire advisory issued by the province. The advisory means that any burning, other than a campfire, without a valid permit is not allowed. Most of the Lakeland region is in a moderate fire hazard. Cocotillo and provincial fire officials continue to remind residents to use caution and common sense when it comes to reducing fire hazards. Cocotillo says residents can access Fire Smart information from the municipality and websites for more details on fire prevention planning. Alberta Wildfire Information Officer Colby LaChance says details on fire bans and wildfire updates can be found on the Alberta Wildfire website.